Let's pray in silence. Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, we start our hymnal service. Let's sing the first hymn, hymn number 158, hymn 158. Verse 1.
We shall see the desert as the rose, walking in the king's highway. Then we sing a resurrection rose, walking in the king's highway. There's a highway there and a way where sorrow shall flee. Verse 2, we shall see the glory of the Lord, walking in the king's highway, and behold the beauty of his world, walking in the king's highway. There's a highway, there's a way, where sorrow shall flee.
Verse 3,
there's a rain shall come on the ground, walking in the king's highway, and the springs of water will be found, walking in the king's highway. There's a highway, there's a way, where sorrow shall flee.
Verse 4,
then a rainous beast shall make a rain, walking in the king's highway, for the purified away is made, walking in the king's highway. There's a highway there and a way where sorrow shall flee.
Last verse,
no unclean thing shall pass over there, walking in the king's highway, but the ransomed ones without a fear, walking in the king's highway. There's a highway there and a way where sorrow shall flee.
Let's sing our next hymn, hymn number 349, hymn 349. Verse 1.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Open the door. Oh, how he wants. verse 2. If you take one step to the Savior, my friend, you'll find His arms open wide. Receive Him, generation, your darkness will end. Within your heart, He'll abide. Time after time, He has waited before, and now He's waiting again to see.
Let's sing our next hymn, hymn number 343, hymn number 343. Verse 1. Last verse.
Souls in danger, love above, Jesus complete.
our hymnal session ends here, let's prepare our heart for service. Alleluia.
Let us all say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our Friday night service. Let's sing hymn 283. 283. Give thanks to our Lord Jesus. We shall hand tonight's service into the hands of our Lord. Together, in the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Arre,
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. We will discuss glorious church, laborers of the field. Glorious church, laborers of the field. For an organization to run and to achieve its goals, they need resources. There's these physical resources like premise equipment. There's also educational resources, industrial know-how. There's also financial resources, fundings. Of course, they also need human resources, employees. God's kingdom, the church, likewise, we also need resources. Among so many resources that the church needs, one of them, very important, is the human resource. That's to say, workers, pools of workers, laborers of the field, laborers in the field. Therefore, a glorious church is a church whereby we are able to see pools of workers, laborers of the field, laborers in the field. Let's see Psalms 110. Psalms 110. In this Psalms 110, it is known as the Royal Psalm. It also is a coronation psalm. Very possibly, it is composed for use at the enthronement of a new king, especially Davidic king. Very possibly, this psalm is composed for the coronation of his son Solomon. Let us see verse 3. Psalms 110, verse 3. Verse 3. Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power, in holy array from the womb of the dawn. Your youth are to you as the dew. So here we are able to see, it can tell us that when Solomon reigns, so here say, your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power. Here we can see freely volunteer. They will offer themselves as dedicated warriors to support Solomon on the battlefield. And then here also say, in holy array from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as a dew. So it speaks of the young warriors who flock to him However, they are dressed in the priestly garment, ready for participation in the holy war. And then we are able to see they are young, they are energetic, they are also abundant, pouring into the camp morning by morning, numerous as the dew. Therefore, this we can see in the kingdom when Solomon reigns. What about today in the church? In the church, is the church like this? Do we see this type of phenomena in the church? Whereby now we see members volunteer freely. And then how all these workers, they are energetic. They are also holy. They are abundant. Therefore, the church to be a glorious church, we should or must see this type of sin. The laborers of the field, they are abundant of these human resources, pools of workers. In the Bible, let us see the kingdom of God, the servants of the kingdom. The Lord Jesus, he calls disciples. He called disciples, the 12. Let us see Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. It was at this time that he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also named as apostles. So here, to prosper the kingdom of God, the church. So the Lord here, he specially called the disciples, and then he elected 12. They are called apostles. Apostles means one sent with a special commission. Apostle means one sent with a special commission. Therefore, the Lord chose the 12. They are to be the workers, successors in the kingdom of God. And then there were also 70 others. Let's see Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." Here we are able to see, beside the 12, the apostles, there were also 70 others. But then the Lord has said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The laborers are still few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Today in the church, the true church of this end time, are we able to see this type of scenario? The harvest is plentiful, but are the laborers few? If we have 100 members, 100 members, these 100 members, is it few? No, it is not few. But how come it is few? Like here say, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. We have 100 energetic believers. But why few? Why few? And here say, beseech the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Pray, pray. Are we going to pray like this? Oh Lord, you send them, you send them, because they are better than me. We should say, here and I, Lord, send me. This should be the right spirit attitude. Why? Why are the laborers few? Let's see Judges. The book of Judges, chapter 5. Judges, chapter 5. Let's see verse 2. Verse 2. That the leaders let in Israel the people volunteer, bless the Lord. The leaders in Israel let the people volunteer, bless the Lord. Can we see this in the church? Verse 9. My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel, the volunteers among the peoples, bless the Lord. Let's see verse 13, the lower part. Verse 13, lower part. The people of the Lord came down to me as warriors from Ephraim, Benjamin, Zebulun, Issachar. And then, verse 18. Zebulun was a people who despised their life even to death, and Naphtali also on the high places of the field. Today, can we see this in the church? The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers, what about the laborers? If we can see this in the church, we thank God. Why? Because the people volunteer. And then, verse 13, just now we have read, the people of the Lord came down to me as warriors. They participate, they come, they serve. They are the pools of workers. The people of the Lord came down to me as warriors. Like here say, Ephraim, Benjamin, Zebulun, Issachar. And then, verse 18, Zebulun was a people who despised their life even to death. Naphtali also on high places of the field. So these are the people who are in the forefront, in the battlefield. They are serving, they are laboring. And then, they are the people who even despise their life, even to death, for the sake of God's kingdom. Today, if we can see this, this is glorious church. But then, we have said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Why? Why few? Let's see verse 17. Verse 17. Gilead remained across the Jordan. Why did Dan stay in ships? Asher sat at the seashore and remained by its landings. So here, this group of people, they are not participating. They are not serving. They remain, Gilead remained across the Jordan. Why did Dan stay in ships? Asher sat at the seashore. They remained by its landings. So these people, they are not coming out. They are not serving. They are not in the field. Therefore then, that's why the laborers are few. But it is not few. It's because they don't come out. They do nothing. So it is few. Let us also see verse 15, lower part, and verse 16. Verse 15, lower part, and verse 16. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolve of heart. And then, among the divisions of Reuben, there were great searching of heart. So here, tell us concerning Reubenites. Verse 16, lower part say, there were great searching of heart. They got searched the heart. And then verse 15, lower part, there were great resolve of heart. Yes, they saw the need, the situation. The harvests are plentiful. So there was this searching of heart. There was also resolve of heart. But what happened? Verse 16, upper part. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds to hear the piping for the flock? So here, we can see this is the most scenario we can see in the church. A lot of people, they can see the church, there is a need. The harvest is plentiful. The work are abundant. They search the heart. They resolve the heart. But what happened? Fallen short of participation. Or they just stop there. Many, many things hinder them. No courage, no confidence. I cannot. Many reasons. But then, they only have searching of heart, resolve of heart, but they stop short there. And today, we see this phenomena the most in the church. Therefore then, harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few because of these reasons. Therefore, pray. Pray to the Lord. Don't pray to the Lord, send others. Pray to the Lord, inspire me, touch me, move me, strengthen me. Here am I, Lord, send me. So the servants of the kingdom. And then, as God's kingdom expands, because of situation, circumstances, there is a need for more resources, human resource. They need more pools of workers as the church, the kingdom expanded. Therefore, in Acts chapter 6, we are able to see serving tables. This is the action of serving. At that time, the church, there is a need. So the church appointed the seven. Take note, these are not deacons. These are not deacons. Since the Bible mentioned the seven, Acts chapter 6 and Acts chapter 21 verse 8. Let's see Acts 21 verse 8. Acts chapter 21 verse 8. On the next day, we left and came to Caesarea, and entering the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we stayed with him. So this group of workers, they are called the seven. They are the seven. Their work is to serve tables, the action of serving. But of course, later it evolved to be the office of deacons. Let's see Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons. So therefore, later, these seven, the action of serving, later it evolved, this work evolved, it became an office, the office of deacons. So in the church, we can see deacons. And then Acts chapter 9, as the work progressed, and then to preach to the Gentiles, Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and sons of Israel. So here speak about Saul. Later, his name changed to Paul. He is a chosen vessel to bear the name before the Gentiles and kings and the son of Israel. So there's a need for more workers. So we can see this conversion of Saul, Paul. Later, there was also Barnabas. He is the son of encouragement. And then, Acts chapter 13, we can see in the church, there were prophets, New Testament prophets. There were also teachers. And then, as the gospel is preached everywhere, and as the churches are established, see Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, verse 23. Acts 14, 23. When they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. So we can see the ordination, appointment of elders as the churches established. Later, we can see workers such as Judas, Barnabas. We can also see Silas and then Timothy. We can also see the team of husband and wife, Aquila, Priscilla. We can also see Apollos. Therefore, these are all servants of the kingdom. We can see the pool of workers' resources. As the church expands, as churches are established, more resources needed, but there are so much abundant resources in the apostolic church. Let's see Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's see verse 7. Verse 7, verse 8, verse 11, verse 12. Let's see verse 7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Verse 8. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gift to men. So here, the church, the kingdom of God, God gave gifts to men. He led captive a host of captives. Those who are under bondage, captives of sin, the devil, the Lord set them free. And these people become what? The captive, the slave of God, to serve God. And then, He gave gift to man. God gave gift. And then let's see verse 11 and 12. He gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers. What's the purpose? For the equipment of the saints, for the work of service to build up the body of Christ. So we can see there's a need for workers in all aspects, all work, for the building up of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we can also see. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we can also see this. Therefore, this is a glorious church. This is a glorious church. As such, today, the church, through Jesus' church in this end time, is it a glorious church? Are we able to see the phenomena, the scene, whereby the laborers of the field, there are so many volunteers, there are abundant workers for all work, all areas, all aspects, whereby we can see everyone doing something. The young, the youth, the middle age, senior members, everyone, even the retired, even women folks, everyone serving, everyone doing something. Then this is a glorious church. Of course, to serve as laborers of the field, one need to go through training to be equipped. Just like Old Testament, the kingdom of God, today typifies the church. In the Old Testament, we can see, especially in the time of David, even Solomon, when the kingdom prospers, how we are able to see there were abundant workers. And then everyone is so skillful. They can use the right hand, left hand to battle, to fight. They can use the sling. They can use the bow, the spears, the sword. So all weaponry, these are skillful people. As such today, the church must also realize we need to focus, pay attention to training, to equipping of the workers. Let's see Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. A pupil, a student, is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher. To be like Jesus, the rabbi. So need training. A student is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, to be fully trained, he will be like his teacher. This is a step to the glorious church, equipping of the saints, the laborers of the field. They are good workers, strong workers, because of training. Of course, there must also be succession. There must also be succession. Let's see 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace. Verse 2. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So here we can see succession, succession. Just like Moses, Joshua, and then Elijah, Elisha. Of course, Paul and Timothy. Verse 2, the things which you have heard from me. So Timothy, Paul specially elect, chose him, trained him. He's to be the successor. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses. So Timothy was the successor in a way of Paul. And then Timothy is to entrust this to faithful men. To faithful men. And then faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So here we can see succession. At least four generations. Paul, Timothy, faithful men, and then the others. Therefore, for the kingdom of God to prosper, to be a glorious church, there must be succession of workers, even leadership. Therefore, today, the church, to be pay attention to this aspect, to identify more people, train them, so there'll be succession. And then to encourage more people to serve. But then, a glorious church, the workers, most important is spirit and attitude. There are so much abundant teaching in this aspect from the scriptures. The glorious church, the laborers of the field, most important as a worker, more important is that person, the spirit, the attitude, the conduct, the behavior, the virtues. So this is more important. But today, can we see this in the workers? In the workers, the spirit, the attitude, whereby we can see faithfulness, uprightness, humility, courage. More important, pleasing God than pleasing man. Gentleness, kindness, mercy. But then those who are firm stand in the truth, never compromise. And then how we act as a father, a nurse, a mother, a shepherd. All this spirit attitude very important. Today, what the Lord wants to see is the spirit, the attitude of a servant worker. And then how the work is being done. For example, there are two persons, A and B, being given a responsibility by the church. A is able to complete the work, we say, 1 month. But B took 3 months to do the work. Both also complete the work. So, these workers that has been entrusted with a job, a work, a responsibility, both also complete. But where lies the difference? Why A can do it in 1 month, B takes 3 months. So there lies a difference. And today we believe what God wants to see out of a servant worker is this, the spirit, the attitude. The spirit, the attitude. So A, possibly he manifests accountability, very responsible, urgent, self-motivated, self-demand, there is sacrifice, full of initiative. Faithfulness. Because of all this quality, he can do it with 1 month. While B, not a willing heart, I've been given, I got no choice, not willingly do the work. So, not responsible, not urgent, no initiative, need to be reminded, need to be pushed, no self-demand, no self-sacrifice, unaccountable. So, all this, this is the difference between the workers. And today we believe the Lord wants to see is these type of qualities in workers rather than just job completed and finished. Today, a glorious church whereby we see the laborers of the field, a glorious church is whereby a worker truly spiritual nurture, cultivate themselves, they manifest this type of spirit attitude of service, glorifying God, edifying to men. So today, glorious church is whereby laborers of the field, we can see this type of workers. As such, today, everyone must participate. Participate. Volunteer. Let's see Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Therefore, today, we call upon everyone to participate. Everyone to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Or one who is full of energy, positive, lively, active. our service full of life, able to bring edification to men, able to bring glory to the Lord. Manifest those beautiful attitude, spirit, as we serve. So everyone to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God. This is our reasonable service. And then, most important is a willing heart, who is not weak, but we are weak. But then, as long as we have a willing heart, a willing mind, and then we are able to see the power of God working in us. And as we serve, there'll be joy. We are able to experience all those precious experiences. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Truly today, if we serve God despite our weaknesses, we put our trust in the Lord. When I am weak, then I'm strong. And God's power is perfected in our human weaknesses. And then we ourselves will be able to experience. Therefore, we become stronger and stronger. We even continue to serve more and more. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And then, lastly, let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And here says, our toil, our labor will not be in vain, will be rewarded in the future. Therefore then, a glorious church, laborers of the field. Today, very important, the church, we need human resources. So we pray that everyone is able to volunteer, to participate, or to be that pool of worker, to be fully trained, and then with the right spirit, attitude, character, to serve the Lord for God's glory. And then the kingdom will flourish, will prosper. This is the glorious church. Let's sing hymn. 282. 282. To the work. Let us all go to the field and to work.
Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. kingdom of darkness and error shall fall, and the name of the Lord God exalted shall be. In the loud swelling chorus of creation is great. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, let us hope. Let us watch and labor to the masterpiece. To the work in the strength of the Lord, and a rope and a crown shall our labor reward. When the home of the faithful our building shall be, and we shall reap the ransom salvation is free. Toiling on.
We give thanks to our Lord, huh? We will pray. May the Lord guide and bless. Remember to pray for those who are sick, those who are weak. May the Lord bless each and everyone. In the name of Jesus, we will kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Our Lord is born.
We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Our service will end here. Peace be to all. Amen.